Today is Wednesday, March 17th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's 5:43, and I just got off a call with work. And based on that call, I have more work that I have to do tonight, because we're preparing a slide for a meeting with the muckety mucks, or whatever you want to call them, the higher ups, on Monday. I'm probably not even presenting in the meeting, but I'm creating the slide. So what are you going to do? But yeah, so I'm going to have some fun later tonight. And my new class started today, and I haven't even logged in to look at the material to see what I've got to do. But luckily, I did find out that the due dates are suggestions, and they're not, like, as long as you have everything turned in by the end of the course, you're fine. So I can wait till the weekend if I want to wait until the weekend in order to do whatever homework I have. The lectures were only about 3 minutes. There were, I don't know, I want to say there was probably a total of 10 videos that were 3 to 5 minutes apiece. So I bet there was less than an hour worth of actual lectures. And the rest was home, like busy work, homework that I had to do. So I don't know. All right, we have a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen to the voicemail. Why don't we? All right, just pulling that up.
The fact that I live across the street from the post office is irrelevant, but I drove to go to the post office. Plus, I drove to grab myself a little breakfast because I have a conference call training thing at in 18 minutes. But anyway, so I, Aberdeen is so small. Let's need your rough spell backwards. It's so small. You can drive across town and back home in like 14 minutes. So anyway, I go and, I have to mail something. So I have to go to the post office. And, so anyway, I'm driving and I listen to this, advertisement on the radio, and, South Dakota doesn't have state income tax because they tried to justify it by saying we have lottery machines in every gas station. We have little casinos all over the place or whatever with the little poker keno machines or whatever. And so anyway, this advertisement said, bring in your COVID immunization card showing that you received two shots and receive a free keno or free play or whatever, or some dealio or whatever, to celebrate us getting back to normal. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Casinos luring in customers with their immunization cards. And I hate to say it, but you can tell when it's payday because the gas station will have like 9 cars in front of the door parked, but there will be no one in the gas station store. They'll all be in the casino. So it's kind of sad.
Well, I know I normally talk while, you know, I talk to the callers who call in. And normally I do that. But Kathy Bacon, thank you for the call, does not leave enough space in between her words for me to talk. So, yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, places are getting excited that people are getting vaccinated because they're thinking, oh, great, we're going to have customers now. So I'm pretty sure that the casinos are thinking, great, you know, or the gas stations or whatever that have the, I'm assuming your gas stations have slot machines in them or something. I'm not really sure, but. So anyway, you know, sorry, I was looking at Twitter. I shouldn't be looking at Twitter while I'm recording, except that I am going to be talking about some tweets that I got. So I guess that is kind of what I should be doing. Regardless, what do I think about it? I have mixed feelings because I think businesses are going to be trying to attract new customers as people get vaccines. And I understand because, you know, they want to have customers. On the other hand, we definitely want to make sure that people are vaccinated, that are, you know, that are doing these things. And also, I feel like we should still be wearing our masks for a while until we reach that 70% or herd immunity or whatever. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, Arkansas and Texas both, now everything is fine and open and good. So we're all good here. I don't know about you guys. Thanks for the call, Kathy. So there was this long string of tweets, and I'm not going to read all of them, but Baron Frosty basically wanted to know, he wanted me to explain Weight Watchers. There is an app, and Laughing Buddha says it's $20 a month. I don't know how much I pay, actually, but I'm going to go with what Laughing Buddha says. I thought mine was $10 a month, but maybe it's $20. Who knows? So anyway, you do pay a monthly cost. On Weight Watchers, they have what they call points. And if you're used to doing calorie tracking or something like that, points are similar, except Weight Watchers has done all this scientific stuff behind the scenes to say, based on this person's age and their current weight and their goal weight and their level of activity and yada, 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 all this kind of stuff, they have some kind of formulas, you know, algorithms in the background that says this is how many points they should have a day. And they also have a way of calculating how many points a food is based on the nutritional value of the food. But you don't have to know any of that. Like, you don't need to know any of that stuff. All you need to do is you download the app. It's actually called WW. So you just look for WW on your app store. And you fill out the questionnaire, you say, here's how old I am, here's blah, 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 my current weight, my goal weight, all that kind of stuff. And then they tell you, okay, this is how many points you get per day. And then you also get a bucket of extra points, like splurge points. And those are on a weekly basis. And also that's calculated based on all that stuff. So for me, I get 27 points a day. Plus, I get, I don't know, 42 extra points that I can spend throughout the week. And when I first started Weight Watchers, I thought, well, this is no different than calorie counting. But the difference is, first of all, points is a little bit easier to remember, at least to me, than calories. So after you've been doing it for a while, you kind of just remember, oh, this is how many points something is. But the other thing is, they don't base it completely off of calories. They base it on carbs and sugar. Well, sugar and carbs are the same thing, but carbs and fat and calories and how much they think you would actually eat of a specific thing, you know, et cetera. I don't know if I'm explaining this well at all. They're not going to call me. I'm not going to be a spokesmodel like Oprah was, because they're going to be like, Adam, you were so confusing. But points to me are a little bit easier to keep track of. And the app, just like all the other apps, the app has a barcode scanner. So when you eat a packaged food, you can scan that. They have most of the fast food stuff. They have, you know, all of the, anything you could possibly want. You can either do it by barcode or you can search. You can create recipes in the app that you do on a weekly or monthly or, you know, basis that you cook a lot. And you can tell it how many servings that particular recipe makes, and then it will calculate the points per serving. And then when you eat that, you can, you know, it's an easy way to give you your points. But the other cool thing about it is that depending on, there are three different plans that you can choose, and they're colors. So there's blue, there's green, and there's some other color. I don't know what it is. I'm blue. Based on those colors, you get free foods, which you don't count any points for them at all. So if you could eat as many free foods during the day as you want, and it's 0 points. You don't count. So for me, I'm on blue. And so for instance, if I eat a boneless, skinless chicken breast, that is 0 points. As long as I don't use any oil or anything like that to cook it, it's 0 points. And I can do that, and it's 0 points. I can eat any fruit at all, as long as it's not like a cooked or a dried, or, you know, raisins do have points, but grapes have 0 points. So I can eat as much fruit as I want. I can eat as many vegetables as I want. I don't have to count any points for it. So I don't have to count anything. So you can build a meal around something that has points, like maybe a pork chop. a lean pork chop is going to have, you know, 3 or 4 points per 3 ounces or something, if it's a lean pork chop. And then you could have a couple of vegetables that are 0 points, et cetera, et cetera. And it's pretty easy. So that's what I do. And for whatever reason, for me, it works. And for me, it's also a little bit easier. I've found I like it better than counting calories, which is what I used to do. And, so yeah, that is Weight Watchers. Like I said, I probably described it totally horribly, but that's what it is. And it is something though, where I get kind of in a rut where I'll be like, just cooking the same foods all the time. The other thing I can do is I eat a lot more breakfast foods because eggs are 0 points. So I can make eggs, as long as I don't use butter, as long as I use like a cooking spray or something like that, I can make as many eggs as I want and they're 0 points. And like I said, I've been doing this since the beginning of January and I've lost 14 pounds. And I take a day off where I eat whatever I want and I don't count the points at all. So I've lost 14 pounds so far. So it is like any other diet though. If you lose all the weight you want and then you completely just go on a binger and completely go off the diet, you're going to gain weight back. So I would say in that aspect, it's no different than any other diet, but it does work to lose weight. It's working for me. So also on Twitter, Kathy Bacon also tweeted me, and I'm looking here to see. She said, I never understand Kathy's tweets, so she should probably just call in. But she said that I should type a letter and end it with a CC to the Better Business Bureau to my apartment, my ex-landlord. And she also said that I do a cooking show with Joe and don't expect people and don't I expect that people want to hear about food? And then she went on into like breaking down exactly how many of my episodes are about multiple different things. So, yeah, I mean, I do talk a lot. I feel like I do talk a lot about food on this show. And, you know, last night, and it wasn't very good, so I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but since you want to hear about food, last night I thought, well, I bought these wraps that are called, I think they're called Flat Out. And I was really looking for pita bread, or like there's some Greek pita that I was looking for and they were out of it. So they had these wraps and they're pretty large and the light ones are only 2 points per wrap. And I thought, well, sometime when I want to eat a sandwich, but maybe, you know, I want something different. Because the bread that I eat is also 1 point per slice, so a sandwich is only 2 points. But I thought, maybe if I want a wrap, I'll try these. They don't taste that great. But last night I thought, you know what, I'm going to do, I have this ground turkey. The 99% lean ground turkey is 0 points. I'm going to make some taco meat. And then I'm going to make some rice and I'm going to make burritos they were okay, but I didn't really like the wraps. That was the first time I had the wrap. It was new, but I just did. I sauteed some onion and I put in my ground turkey and browned that. And I added a little bit of chili powder and a bunch of cumin and garlic powder and salt and pepper. And I added a half a can of Rotel tomatoes, mild, because Mark doesn't like hot. And I added some tomato paste to give it a little bit of depth of flavor. And that was good, but the wraps, I didn't put enough of the meat in there. I put the meat and the rice and some shredded lettuce. And now I'm only doing the Boston lettuce that comes in the plastic container. I don't know if you guys have that at your store, but I love it's cleaner to me. It feels cleaner. I don't feel like I even need to wash it. There's probably all kinds of pesticides on it. But anyway, I do that, and I love it for sandwiches and shredded and stuff like that. I don't like iceberg lettuce. I really don't. I'm okay with romaine, but I'm really a big fan of Boston lettuce right now. And so yeah. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.